Hi guys, welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe. Now, I want you to do something for me. Imagine this. It's a freezing winter. You want a heater in your home, but they are too expensive. So, what do? You get an e-radiator. That's right, the name of today's lesson is the Nerdalyze e-radiator. So, what is a Nerdalyze e-radiator? Well, we're going to find out today. And who does it benefit? These are great questions for us to think about. Okay, open up your magazine and let's get started, okay?
The Nerdalyze e-radiator. A few nerds cutting a lot of costs. When their thermostat stopped working and they crowded around a computer for warmth, some Dutch startup founders were inspired. Nerdalyze does double duty. Nerdalyze, a young Dutch company, hires out the computing power of its servers to groups in need of research calculations. But don't look for the servers within Nerdalyze headquarters. They are spread around private homes providing free heat. These sleek servers are hung on the wall, silently giving off heat produced while running numbers, perhaps for medical research. The cost of any energy used by these e-radiators is even covered by Nerdalyze.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 radiator 这个名词 ，R-A-D-I 这个字根有光线的意思，所以 radiator 是指暖气或者是散热器。例如 ，each hotel room is equipped with a radiator. 这个旅馆的每个房间都有暖气的配备，或者是 the car's radiator needs to be replaced. 这部车的散热器需要更换。它的动词是 radiate，R-A-D-I-A-T-E。例如 the sun radiates heat, 太阳散发出热气。接着我们看的是 startup 这个名词 ,startup 在这里是指新兴公司。例如 startups need to have people with creative ideas and a steady cash flow to survive。新兴公司需要有创意的员工跟持续的现金流才能够生存。或者是 thousands of startups have poured into the app market。上千家的新兴公司都投身于应用程式的市场。Startup 也可以当形容词，意思是指开发阶段的。例如 ,you need a loan to cover the startup costs. 你需要贷款来应付开发阶段的开销。
This e-radiator, I'm going to have one in my house.
Gabe, why do you look so funny? You kind of look like a nerd.
Well, that's...、Mm-hmm.Good, Rebecca, because today we're learning about the Nerdalyze e-radiator.
Right.
Of course, you see that word nerd in Nerdalyze. I guess a nerd is someone who maybe always thinks about technical things or sometimes has a goal like that. They want to get something done. They're very scientific. But
Gabe, sometimes nerds can be a little socially awkward. Yeah.
Oh.Yeah,
but it's
that's
okay. But it's okay because at least you want to get things done.
Exactly, and we're going to get a lot of things done today learning about the Nerdalyze e-radiator, something that maybe you can have in your home sometime in the future.
And in our lesson, we see that word nerd again. A few nerds cutting a lot of costs. Sounds like it's a very efficient word.Nerd, I would have to say. Well, we read, when their thermostat stopped working and they crowded around a computer for warmth, some Dutch startup founders were inspired.
Ooh, I like that word, thermostat.
Yes.
And we want to talk about a couple of words today. One is thermostat. You can adjust the temperature of a room with a thermostat, right, Rebecca?
That's exactly correct. Now, there's a related word, and that is thermometer. Well, they're related in the sense that they both have to do with temperature, but a thermostat is not something that you use to take a temperature, but a thermometer is what you use to take a temperature.
You know what, Rebecca? Sometimes our boss likes to tell us, be a thermostat, not a thermometer. Don't just tell other people what the temperature is. No, you should change the temperature. You should be able to change the environment to influence the people you are with.
Well, that's actually wonderful advice. Our boss really does have a lot of good wisdom, doesn't she, Gabe? Or Nerd Gabe?
Yeah, she certainly does. Well, we see that Neuralize does double duty. Now, double duty, it's kind of a fun little phrase. That means that one thing does two jobs at once, or it could be used for two different activities.
Mm-hmm.
We see here in this section that Neuralize is used for computing the power of its servers, and later it's also giving off heat. So it does double duty.
Right, and there are other ways you can use this word double duty. For example, tonight Dad has double duty. He has to make dinner and then put the kids to bed.
Oh, that is double duty. Well, friends, of course you can find an e-radiator in certain homes, right? They will give homes their heat. Now, what is the difference between a house and a home? Well, I believe Stephen can have something they would like to share about that in the info cloud.
Hello, friends. What do you call the place you live in? Is it a house or a home?
Well, most people live in houses, but they don't all live in a home, which is a place one is attached to emotionally.
In America, the word home has been turned into a euphemism. Realtors no longer sell houses. Instead, they sell warm, cozy homes, thus making a house more attractive to potential buyers.
And once someone buys a house, he or she becomes a homeowner.
Other examples of home used as a euphemism can be found in retirement home or nursing home. These are not really homes in the traditional sense. A retirement home is really a retirement center. A nursing home is basically a nursing hospital for the elderly. But the word home is used to make these places sound more like warm places and therefore more attractive to people.
And when Christmas comes around, many people go home for Christmas. They go back to where their family is.
Right. Ever notice we say home sweet home and not house sweet house?
Yes. You know, when I have guests over, I always say to them, make yourself at home. In other words, feel free to act just as you would in your own home. Even if that means putting your feet up on the coffee table, or helping yourself to whatever is in the refrigerator.
照理说房子应该是 house, 为什么要改用 home? 这是因为 home 听起来比 house 温馨多了。像美国的房屋中介业者都会用 home 来取代 house, 让人觉得你看的并不是一个冷冰冰的房子。而当你买了房子你就是一个 homeowner。房屋持有人。同样的，在美国，退休人士住的公寓叫做 retirement home， 老人院叫做 nursing home。我们接待客人时，主人往往会说 make yourself at home， 把这里当作你家，意思就是不要感到拘束。在外地读书的莘莘学子，每逢圣诞节就会 go home for Christmas， 回家过圣诞。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thanks, guys. So, friends, maybe when you get home at the end of the day, you can open the door and say, "Ah, house, sweet house."
Wait, no, just a moment, Gabe. It's actually Home sweet home.
Oh yeah, home sweet home. Right. And then you can make yourself at house.
No, Gabe, it's actually make yourself at home. Good try, though.
Okay, good. Home sweet home, make yourself at home, yes. And let's continue.
Let's continue, yes. Well, we read, these sleek servers are hung on the wall, silently giving off heat produced...while running numbers. Wait, running numbers?
Yes.
How do numbers run? I'm confused.
Well, let me explain here, Rebecca. Actually, running numbers is kind of another way of saying calculating. So they're calculating numbers.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah, but okay. I do want to see what this e-radiator looks like.
Oh, now, me too.
Our lesson said it's a sleek server, this sleek thing. Maybe it's not too big or thick.
Mm-hmm.
And it hangs on the wall like this one. This is an e-radiator. It's a Nerdalize e-radiator. Everybody, right here.
Oh, that's what it looks like.
Yep.
Yeah. It looks very sleek indeed.
It does. It actually looks very nice. I wouldn't mind having one in my home, sweet home.
Okay, so this e-radiator gives off heat produced while running numbers, perhaps for medical research. That sounds interesting. Well, I like this part right here, Gabe. I mean, Nerd Gabe, where it says, the cost of any energy used by these e-radiators is even covered by Nerdalize. If the cost is covered by something... Don't we have a phrase for that?
Yes, you can cover the cost of something. For example, the company covered the cost of the fancy meal. Or we all contributed to cover the cost of gas on our road trip.
Ooh, that's a great example, or great examples. Anyway, friends, we have more for you about this e-radiator right after this.
Okay, friends, it's time for a little quiz. Rebecca, where are you?
I'm right here.
Rebecca.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The Nerdalize E radiator does double duty.
Okay, that double duty.
Two Ds, double duty.
Okay.
Here's the quiz. Mm-hmm. What does it do? Okay. Number one.
Okay, let me think. The first one is that it...
You can think faster.
Okay. It computes power.
Yes, good. It computes power. And number two.
Number two. Oh, it gives off heat, of course.
It gives off. Heat. Yes, it computes power and gives off heat. I just love this
Gabe, it's e-radiator.
E-radiators are so cool.
Yes.
Let's continue.
Yes. Hey.
Right?
Give me Pinky Five.
The Nerdalize e-radiator. Everyone wins. Nerdalize heaters present a benefit to homeowners with a cheaper heating bill, but the company insists they are a win for all involved. While some companies have their own data center, Nerdalize claims its clients pay 55% less per computing job. Nerdalize itself avoids expenses to cool their servers, and the whole process serves the environment by using the same energy to compute and to heat. Though Nerdalize's e-radiators are currently in a trial phase in only 5 homes, their startup and energy provider partner Eneco is hopeful of success and expansion.
Alright, 接下来我们看的是 win 这个字。win 可以当动词，意思是赢得胜利。它的过去式和过去分词都是 won, W-O-N。例如 ,our team won its second state championship. 我们的队伍赢得了他们第二次的州冠军头衔。win 也可以当名词。例如 ,the football team has had 9 wins in a row. 足球队到目前为止已经有连续9场的胜利。或者是 the process of the game is actually a win for all contestants. 这场比赛的过程对所有的参赛者而言都是一场胜利。所以我们看 phase 这个名词 ,phase 是指阶段或时期。课文中提到的 trial phase 是指试用阶段 或者是试行阶段。例如 the subject's reactions to the treatment were carefully recorded during the trial phase. 实验对象对治疗的反应在试行阶段中被详细的记录。或者是 editing is a crucial phase of movie production. 剪辑是电影制作中极重要的阶段。And now, let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Well, let's jump to the section that reads, Everyone wins. That's pretty cool. Who wants to lose? No one wants to lose. Of course, everyone wants to win. Hey, Gabe, do you know that phrase that we often use when everyone wins?
Yes, of course. You can also say everybody wins. Everyone wins or everybody wins. There's different ways to say that. Is that the phrase you're thinking of, Rebecca?
Gabe, no. That's actually not the phrase I was thinking of. The phrase that was in my mind is actually a win-win situation, which you see right here on the screen. Yes, you have a question, Gabe?
Yes, you can see it right here on the screen. Oh, you just said that, Rebecca. Well, you know, sometimes it could be a win-lose situation. Has that ever happened? Maybe somebody else wins and gets a lot of benefits, but you don't get any. That's a win-lose situation.
Right. Well, I have an example of a win-win situation.
Yes.
Let's say, for example, you and your friend are going to go to a restaurant.
Uh-huh.
Well, you order a sandwich that comes with French fries and a salad. And your friend also orders a sandwich that comes with French fries and a salad. You don't want your French fries. He doesn't want his salad. So he gives you his salad. You take his French fries. You both win.
That's a win-win situation. I love French fries and salad. Or how about this? You are really good at fixing computers. And so you fix a computer for a friend. And he gives you something. He gives you a computer in return. That's a win-win situation, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's kind of a unique win-win situation.
I wish that would happen to me.
Well, yeah, you're not very good with computers. Don't worry, I can fix your computer, and maybe you can get me a cup of coffee. That's a win-win situation.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Gabe, I would be happy to get you a cup of coffee, as long as you first fix my computer. Actually, that might be more of a win-lose situation because you might have to invest money into my computer in order for you to fix it, and it might be very expensive, and you know coffee isn't that expensive.
Oh.
So that's actually a great idea. Good idea, Gabe. Let's do it.
Okay. Let's do it.
Okay.
So, friends, what kind of win-win situations can you think about? Well, of course, if you have a Nerdalyze e-radiator in your home, everybody wins. The company, Nerdalyze, you, everybody wins. It's a win-win situation. Of course, we see here that Nerdalyze itself avoids expenses to cool their servers, and the whole process serves the environment by using the same energy to compute and to heat.
Ooh.
So the environment wins, too.
Ooh, well, it definitely sounds like a win-win situation. Situation where everyone wins. Well, we also see here, though Nerdalyze's e-radiators are currently in a trial phase in only 5 homes, okay, their startup and energy provider partners, Eneco, is hopeful of success and expansion. Now let's go back and look at that phrase, trial phrase.
A trial phase?
Trial phase.
The trial phase, yes.
Yes.
That's like a trial period.
Right.
Trial stage, maybe.
Yeah.
So, for example, someone new comes to the company, and that person, maybe the company's not sure if they want to hire him full time. Maybe it's just for a short time that he's in a trial period or a trial phase.
Exactly. Whenever you start a new job, you usually have a couple months, which is considered the trial period or the trial phase. I think it's really interesting, though, Gabe, that these e-radiators, they're only in 5 homes.
You're right about that. That's because it's in a trial phase. So their startup and energy partner provider, Eneco, is hopeful of success and expansion. That means that one day this will expand and the e-radiator will come into homes like mine and yours, Rebecca.
That's right. Yes, yes. We don't know exactly when this could happen. It might be several years down the road, but, well, they're hopeful that this irradiator is going to expand.
Well, Rebecca, I hope that the review skit has an irradiator in it. Let's see what's going on in there.
Let's find out.
Why is it so cold in here? Why isn't your heat on?
Because I couldn't afford my heating bill.
What? That's terrible.
Yeah, and the weather is so cold this winter. What am I gonna do?
Well, guess what? I have a great solution for you.
What is it?
The Nerdalyze irradiator.
Irradiator? What is that?
The Nerdalyze irradiator is the best invention ever.
What kind of invention?
Look, Nerdalyze is a young Dutch company, and they put their servers, which they call the irradiator, into people's homes.
Wow. Why?
Well, the servers are hung on the wall. And while they are running numbers, they are also providing heat for your home. Free.
Wow. But wouldn't that be expensive?
Not at all. The cost of any energy used by their irradiators is covered by Nerdalyze.
Sounds like something I definitely need.
That's what I was thinking. They're still currently in their trial phase, so only a couple homes have them right now. You should go and apply to have one in your home, too.
I will.
Good. The sooner the better. It's freezing in here.
Our technology article takes us to the Netherlands, where we meet a group of people who crowded around their computers to stay warm when their thermostat stopped working. These Dutch startup founders were inspired to use the heat from their computer servers to heat private homes. The servers are hung on the wall to give off the heat they produce as they are running numbers for maybe medical research. They call their company Nerdalyze, and their product is called an e-radiator. Homeowners get a cheaper heating bill, and Nerdalyze can avoid cooling costs for its servers. So the whole process helps the environment by using the energy it takes to compute to also heat. The radiators are in a trial phase in only 5 homes so far. But Nerdalyze, along with its energy provider, Eneco, are hopeful that there will be success and expansion.
Gabe, what are you doing?
Well, Rebecca, I installed the Nerdalyze e-radiator app onto my smartphone. It's so nice and warm.
Oh, that sounds convenient. Well, friends, thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.
Goodbye. Here, check it out.